Security is in force in Honolulu as 10,000 people gather for the summit, including national leaders, government ministers, business executives, and reporters. This year, the host nation, the United States, hopes to expand trade and coordinate regulations in the Pacific region and announce a framework for the so-called Trans-Pacific Partnership, a Pacific Free Trade Zone. It would be built on an existing trade agreement involving Brunei, Chile, New Zealand, and Singapore. American negotiators are spearheading the effort to expand the partnership to include the United States, Australia, Malaysia, Peru, and Vietnam. Political scientist Christopher McNally of the East-West Center says APEC is a good forum to move ahead on this kind of agreement.
It's a venue where leaders can get together to discuss facilitation of trade, investment, and other economic issues within the Asia-Pacific. But agreements that are binding tend to be forged at a smaller level because it's very difficult to get all 21 economies to agree on one issue.
American officials, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, are asking APEC member nations to reduce tariffs on environmentally sustainable services and goods, including wind turbines and solar power panels. China has said the U.S. goals are too ambitious and are beyond the reach of developing countries. The Asia-Pacific region accounts for more than half the world's economic output and more than 40% of global trade. The trade forum gives the host state, Hawaii, the chance to show off its attractions. However, some recreational areas will be off limits to all but official visitors for the next few days, as summit delegates enjoy the charms of this American Pacific island state. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Honolulu.